I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. What's up, you guys? Michelle here. You're listening to the Calm Mom Podcast. So pumped for this episode. It's so stinking good. On the show today, we have Dr. Tabitha Barber. She is triple board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, menopause, and functional medicine. And today we're going to talk about so many things that tie to the state of our nervous system as it relates to our gynecological health. She is the host of the Gutsy Gynecologist show, her own podcast, and she's even pioneered the Gutsy Gyne supplement line. She prioritizes gut health and hormone balance. So if you are someone who has struggled with balancing your hormones or your adrenals, if you are someone who has struggled with your gut health and optimizing your gut health, or if you're someone who's been on birth control or was on birth control for a long time, and you're curious about how that may have impacted your health, right? Your overall health. This is the episode for you. Dr. Tabitha is busting all sorts of myths around our health. She talks to us about how we can reconnect our mind, body, and soul to really pave the path for us to realize our purpose in life, especially those of you listening to the show who are seeking health, who are seeking wholeness and true transformation. So enjoy this episode. Enjoy all of the myths that she debunks that are still being perpetrated by your own OBGYN, especially regarding hormones and diet and body image and the real cause of your gynecological issues. So enjoy this episode with Dr. Tabitha Barber. Dr. Tabitha Barber is with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and have this conversation.
Yeah. So we were just talking before I hit record about some of the myths that you're going to bust for us today. And I'm excited to get into it. But before we do, I read a couple lines of your bio and I was like, this woman has got a story to tell. So tell us a little bit about you and your journey and your family and the work that you're doing.
Yeah. So I am not your typical doctor. I thought I was going to be a rock star when I grew up. I had no interest in school. I was a wild child, but I ended up pregnant in 11th grade. I actually got married on Christmas break, and I didn't finish high school. I didn't go back to 12th grade after I had my daughter. I stayed home to take care of her, but my pregnancy and delivery were so traumatic that it really just laid the foundation for my entire purpose of my life. Wow. I had no voice, no choice. Things were done to me, nothing explained, a lot of invasive procedures. And I had a terrible delivery with a fourth degree tear. And some women who've had vaginal deliveries, they might have had a first or second degree tear, or even a third degree, but a fourth degree is like front to back all the way through. And it has scarred me for life. I have lifelong issues because of it. And I came to find out that the doctor was a family practice doctor. He was not an actual obstetrician. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have any choice. There was no option for a C-section. And that moment when I was laying there, you know, for over an hour being put back together, I just vowed to my daughter, like, I will never let you go through this. And I need to help other women not go through this. It's not okay. And that set me out on a path to going back to school, becoming a doctor. And I've just been on this mission ever since to really show women that they need to use their voice, that there is another choice. And the fuel just keeps getting added to my fire. You know, I get complacent for a few years and then something will happen. Like, I had an entire health journey where I broke down and had to heal myself, and that shifted me into functional medicine. So the story goes on and on, but basically what it comes down to is women need to take back control of their health. They need to stop looking to the white coats for answers, because you're being dismissed, you're being gaslighted, you're being fed lies, and it's really not helpful. And I see women at the point of, you know, of menopause oftentimes, where it's a breaking point. Like, they have suffered through their 20s and 30s and 40s, and they just can't do it anymore. So I'm excited to talk to your ladies who are a little bit younger, so that they can intervene now and figure out what the heck is going on with them, what's going on with their bodies, so we can turn this around.
Yes. And I already hear so much compassion in your story. And I'm sure that my audience can resonate, because so many of the women that listen to this show have been struggling with years for things like autoimmune conditions, or just chronic pain in their body related to stress or gut issues or insomnia or things like that, and have been told over and over again that, you know, their labs are within normal range, or that there's nothing wrong, or that they're, you know, whatever kind of gaslighting goes on. So I'm just so grateful that you're here today, and also that you're filling this space, because holy moly, is it needed? I don't need to tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I developed Hashimoto's thyroiditis after my delivery at 17, and there was no explanation by the doctor. I was just sent to the hospital and had radioactive iodine therapy. They burnt my thyroid out because it was overactive. And had I known what I was signing up for long term, I never would have agreed to that. But that conversation really didn't happen. It was just like, here's what you need to do. And then afterward, here's your Synthroid. Good luck. And they sent me on my way. And the saddest part is, I didn't even understand it as I went through medical school and went through all my conventional training. I still did not understand autoimmune disease. And that is an important topic, like you mentioned. And so many women have lifelong struggles because of that. So we really need to understand the root cause of autoimmune and realize that it's reversible. It's manageable. Like, you don't have to suffer. You just don't.
Yeah. 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 There's hope, right?
Absolutely. But yeah, we can't practice Band-Aid medicine. And that's what, you know, I did for over a decade as a conventional OBGYN. I just was looking to whatever pill or procedure or surgery was going to get rid of the symptom the patient was complaining about. But I wasn't actually finding the root cause of why those symptoms were happening. I was just covering it up. And really, symptoms are a message from your body. Your body's like screaming at you, pay attention, something's wrong, you need to shift, you need to do something. But instead, we're trained to ignore it and to not listen to our body and to cover up those symptoms with Band-Aid medicine. And unfortunately, that just causes new problems and new issues down the line.
Yes. So much of what we teach on this podcast is exactly that, right? We're like, we don't want to silence the messenger. We want to listen to the message, whether it's a physical symptom or some sort of manifestation like anxiety or the feeling of overwhelm or burnout. There's root causes to all of that that we want to be paying attention to. Let's start with some of these. You mentioned some of the ways in which traditional or conventional gynecology has failed you. But tell us some surprising things that we might think or have been told by, like you said, the white coats that might be having a huge impact on how we're feeling and how we're showing up and the health of our physical body that we have no idea. Like, we think we're doing the right thing, or we're doing the same thing that our mom and our sisters are doing, or whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, let's take autoimmune as an example. So, okay. I was just told that this is what happens. Your thyroid fails you and there's nothing you can do about it. But the truth of the fact is that I was extremely stressed out as a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old going through a pregnancy, you know, having the ridicule of my peers and my counselor telling me to quit school and all the things that I was going through, not to mention the physical things. Right. And I had chronic irritable bowel syndrome for years leading up to that. So here I am with a bad gut and chronic stress. That is a setup for autoimmune disease. So you can have the genes for something, but your environment and your life trigger those genes to either be activated or not. And so it was my life that I was living that caused that autoimmune condition to happen. So my own immune system got confused and overactive and started attacking my own thyroid. Your immune system should not attack you, but it does that because it's trying to protect you. It's trying to kill off something. So I had chronic leaky gut. I had the wrong bacteria living in my gut. I had this response happening, and it was because I was eating the standard American diet. I was living on garbage, on processed foods. I was stressed out. I was not healthy. I was not taking care of myself. And so understanding that and getting control of that, you can stop that immune response. You can calm down that immune reaction. And it wasn't until I figured out that I needed to remove gluten from my life 100% and get sugar, break up with sugar and get control of the stress in my life. That is when my thyroid antibodies, which were so high, they just said over 900. They couldn't even give you a number. Wow. And now they're in like the single digits. They're like 3, 5. Like, that immune response is no longer happening because I got control of it by changing my diet, changing my lifestyle, my behaviors. And so I want to encourage women, like, you don't have to suffer. Your body is actually created to heal and be in homeostasis and be balanced, but we have to figure out what's angering it, what's causing it to react this way, and help it to heal. So when I removed those triggers of gluten and sugar and chronic stress, my body was actually able to heal. And I did have to do a lot of other work. I had to like actively kill off bad bacteria in my gut. I had to kill off parasites. I had to do this, you know, work in the functional medicine space, but we have to understand that our body does want to heal, and it was created to heal. It wasn't created to stay sick.
That's right. Okay. So for people listening who are like, okay, this makes a lot of sense and probably a lot of light bulb moments happening, can you explain to us a little bit about the connection or how important our gut health is to the rest of our health, our mental health, our emotional health, and then like, you know, the connection to all of it, even our gynecological health? Like what is that connection? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wish I had understood this when I was young, because not only did I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, but I also suffered from chronic depression. And it turns out that those are directly linked. Depression, anxiety, any kind of mood disorder, it depends on what is living in your gut and running the show, because we as humans, we actually have more bacteria DNA in our body than human DNA. So there's an entire ecosystem running our body, running the show. They make chemicals. Some of them make something called lipopolysaccharide, which goes into our bloodstream, and it's super inflammatory and causes brain fog, fatigue, depression, joint pain, all the things. Then they also, the good bacteria, help us make our neurotransmitters. Those are the chemicals that go to our brain and help us feel good, like serotonin, dopamine, GABA. All of those things. When someone takes an antidepressant, it's called an SSRI, and it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, meaning it's trying to keep what little serotonin you have around at the receptors to send happy signals longer. But the problem is you're not making enough serotonin from your gut dysfunction. And so if you heal your gut, you can actually start to reverse these symptoms of depression. And so it's really imperative that we understand this connection. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I hadn't mentioned yet was I was on birth control pills starting at age 15. Mm-hmm. And birth control pills, like, I'm glad they exist for birth control. I wouldn't have been able to get into college and get through medical school had I had a second child. So use birth control for what it's for birth control. But if I had known what it was doing to me long term, I wouldn't have taken it so long. I would have looked at other options, because birth control pills, they're synthetic sex hormones that actually cause leaky gut. They shift your microbiome so that the good beneficial bacteria that you need can't be made. They prevent you from absorbing really important vitamins and minerals, especially our B vitamins. And B vitamins help us metabolize our hormones and be healthy. And so it's like this long-term setup for dysfunction. And the longer you're on them, the worse it gets. Mm. And to compound that issue, we tell women this lie that birth control pills regulate our period, right?
Like, right. Yeah.
You probably heard that. we put women on them and girls on them as young as 14, 15 for irregular periods, heavy periods, painful periods, because we're regulating their cycle. But that's not what's happening at all. What's actually happening is that we have a communication between our brain and our ovaries going on all of the time. Our brain makes hormones like follicle stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. And those hormones talk to the ovaries. And in response, the ovaries make estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. The birth control pill comes in and stops that communication. It completely shuts down your hormone production, because you're taking these synthetic hormones on a daily basis. So your ovaries no longer produce those sex hormones. And unfortunately, that causes major shifts in women. I have seen severe mood changes, anxiety, depression. There was actually a study that showed that it changes the type of man you're attracted to. You are attracted to a less masculine, more feminized man on birth control. Like, there's an incredible TED talk on this. Like, it's the real thing. This changes who we are. And I saw it time and time again in my practice. Women had no interest in their husbands on birth control pills, no libido, no sex drive. And I would measure their testosterone levels and they were like non-existent because these birth control pills were giving them estrogen and progestins, but they weren't replacing the testosterone that was no longer being produced. Mm-hmm. So it shifted them. It made them weaker. It gave them less muscle mass and so many problems. So these side effects that we're feeling being on birth control pills, they're actually a really big problem. They're not just a nuisance. And so I want women to know what they're signing up for, because we're not actually getting true informed consent. We're not getting alternatives. We're not getting choices. We're just being handed this Band-Aid that's causing major issues for us.
Yeah, we're just getting the short term, the easiest option, right? Without any understanding of the long term effects. Are there any kinds of birth control that are less disruptive to our systems, or is it synthetic hormones overall, and there's not really a differentiation?
So there's varying degrees of issues. I would say the birth control pills and the progestin only hormonal birth control are the worst. So basic synthetic birth control pills have a conjugated equine estrogen, or sometimes they have estradiol, but they all have synthetic progestins. So the difference is progesterone is the hormone our body makes, and it keeps us balanced. It keeps estrogen in check. Estrogen is a growth hormone. It helps the lining inside the uterus grow in case the egg gets fertilized and needs to implant and grow for a pregnancy. It helps our breast tissue grow. It helps the fat on our hips grow. It's a growth hormone. Progesterone keeps it in check. It prevents things from overgrowing. And so progesterone is also our natural anti-anxiety hormone. It helps us feel calm and feel good because it gets metabolized into a form that acts like GABA, our calming neurotransmitter. So estrogen is our antidepressant. It gives us energy. It makes us feel amazing. And progesterone's our anti-anxiety hormone. So the two work in unison in a beautiful way. But we created something called progestins. So chemically, they look like progesterone, but they're a little bit different. They have, you know, carbons and hydrogens in different places, if you've ever taken chemistry class. Mm-hmm. So on the uterus, it sends the same signal, don't overgrow, keep that lining from overgrowing and in the breast tissue. But in the other receptors of our body, especially our brain, it doesn't send the same signal as progesterone. It sends the opposite signal. So very often women gain weight and feel more anxious or more depressed on progestins. Progestins are in the birth control pills, in the mini pill, that's what it is, in the depot shot, in the Nexplanon rod, and in the hormonal IUDs like Mirena, Kylena, Skyla. They all have varying amounts of progestin. The Mirena has the highest amount. It's like 65 milligrams, where Skyla, I believe, has the lowest amount. There are non-hormonal options that I don't think get talked about enough from gynecologists. You know, I actually was given a diaphragm when I was 17 and I used it for a year. I don't know how I didn't get pregnant. But it just goes to show, like, it does actually work. It's a barrier method, just like condoms or the sponge. So you do have to know how to use it, but it works and it doesn't affect your hormones the same. So that was really nice, especially when I was breastfeeding. I breastfed for the first year.
Yeah.
There are non-hormonal IUDs, one called Paragard, which is just made of copper. So it makes the environment unable for the sperm to survive. So the sperm never makes it to the egg. And I would say that is going to be your best bet if you definitely want to make sure you don't get pregnant, because it's 99% effective and it can stay in for up to 10 years. So it is probably your best option. There are people out there who say that Paragard makes your periods heavier or more painful. And I would argue that they have a hormone imbalance that needs to be addressed. Yeah. It's not the Paragard almost always. It's that your hormones are out of balance because you need to fix your gut or work on your liver or some other root cause reason.
Wow. Okay. I'm so grateful that you're sharing all of this. This is so important. So for women who are listening, who maybe have been thinking about getting off of hormonal birth control, maybe they've been on it for, you know, decades, probably. Mm-hmm. What's the safest way to do that? Like, can they just stop taking the pill as they're listening? Or is that something that they should consult with their doctor?
I mean, I can't be anybody's doctor on social media, so I always recommend having these conversations with your own physician or provider. And just know that they may not understand all of this. I definitely did not realize this as a conventional OBGYN. It wasn't until I went on to study functional medicine and really started getting into root cause medicine. Unfortunately, OBGYNs were actually surgeons. And I don't think a lot of people know that, because they call us women's health experts. We look to them to help us with all these hormonal issues. But honestly, I spent 4 years doing a surgical residency. I spent 4 years learning how to do a hysterectomy 4 different ways, stat C-sections, deliveries, procedures in the office. I did not sit and study the intricacies of the endocrine system and how the adrenals affect that and how gut health affects it. It wasn't until I went on and became certified through the Cleveland Clinic Institute of Functional Medicine that I understood all of this. So don't even be mad at your OBGYN if they only know how to offer you birth control pills and surgeries. Those are the tools in their toolbox. They don't know any different. So that part can be really frustrating for women, but I promise you there are plenty of people out there who do understand this and they will acknowledge what you're going through. Like every single day I see women telling me, like, my doctor told me I'm crazy. My doctor told me we can't check hormones. My doctor told me that the birth control pill doesn't cause those problems, that your IUD is not causing your depression and your weight gain. And those are just flat out lies. They're wrong. Yeah. So luckily I am licensed in over half the country. So I do see women all over the country, and these narratives are everywhere. Like, it's not just in Michigan. It's all over the country. Women are being told these things. And, you know, could be something as simple as finding an alternative birth control, trying it out and see, do you feel differently? You know, obviously you need to get your diet cleaned up if you're still living on Mountain Dew and potato chips and stuff like that. You need to set some boundaries if you're so busy that you don't even have time to like take care of yourself or cook real food. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. And I get into all of that on my podcast, The Gutsy Gynecologist Show, because really everything you're doing, all your tiny little choices all day long, completely impact your health and your body. And you can shift drastically. Like, I was 30 pounds overweight. Wow. I had herniated ruptured discs in my back. I had my uncontrolled Hashimoto's and IBS and all these problems. And they're all gone. Like, I've healed them naturally. It's completely doable. And I do it every day with women.
Oh, it's amazing. Okay. So I kind of want to end here. Obviously you're a physician, you have this podcast, you have this huge reach. And I would assume that you're someone who has been high achieving, right? Like, you've been ambitious in your career. And a lot of women listening,
I have 3 businesses. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just published my third book. So yeah.
That's incredible. Congratulations. That's awesome. So to a certain degree, I think a lot of listeners can relate because we tracked a lot of ambitious women and high achieving women and corporate women and C-suite executives and all these people who are listening who have built a life where there's been a lot of payoff on the pace with which they've achieved, right? And the level to which they've achieved and the pressure they've put on themselves. And I would love for you to speak a little bit, maybe as you've been on this journey, growing an awareness of like, wow, my pace or the stress level or maybe boundaries or paradigms that you've shifted that have allowed you to really do all that it is that you're doing, but still maintain a life that can support health, overall health.
Yeah. Everybody reaches their breaking point. Like we mm-hmm. can fake it as long as we can until something snaps. And for me, it was my back. I was carrying the burden of this chronic sleep deprivation, neglecting myself, having a broken marriage that I was ignoring, all of the things, like pouring into all of my patients and just serving them, thinking that was sustainable and that was how I was supposed to live. And it's not actually how God wants you to live. Like busyness is a distraction and we wear it as a badge of honor, but you will reach your breaking point. I got to the point where I could no longer walk away from the OR table. My back was such a mess. I had to just hang in half for like 20 minutes and release my back for it to move and get me out of the OR. And I went and I had back surgery. I followed all the orders of the conventional surgeons and doctors. And 6 weeks later, I was back being told I needed rods and screws in my back and another surgery. And so that will happen. It's not sustainable to live that way, to give to everyone else nonstop, to only work on achieving things outside of yourself while completely neglecting yourself. Like you will break one way or another. And I would love to let women not reach that point. You know, mm-hmm. I would really help them, love to help them not get to that point. And here's what I tell my patients every day. Even if you can handle it mentally, like all the stress, all the stuff, the multitasking, doing all the things, your physiology can't handle it. Right. Your cells cannot handle it and they will break down and you will end up with cancer, with an autoimmune disease. Like that is just biology. That is how it works. So I invite you to do something different and shift things before you get those diagnoses. Unfortunately, the majority of women get these symptoms, these messages, these warning signs for years before they get that bad diagnosis. I saw this time and time again in my practice. People would complain of heavy periods, complain of migraines before their period, complain of PMS, weight gain they couldn't release, all the signs of estrogen dominance. Mm. They go through the birth control pill. They go through the Mirena IUD. They get the endometrial ablation. They might even get the hysterectomy, all to get rid of these symptoms. 3 to 5 years later, they get diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
They ignored all the warning signs of estrogen dominance all this time. Your body was like, hey, we got a problem. Hey, we got a problem. Yeah. You just kept covering it up. And the word cancer was what finally makes a lot of women stop, or, you know, autoimmune disease or heart disease. And I would invite you to not get to that point. And if you have, it's still reversible. It's still fixable. Yeah. You can still heal. We have an amazing innate intelligence that we can tap into to actually heal.
Yes. Okay. So tell everyone who's now all inspired, right, and feeling all the feels to slow down and take care of themselves. Where can they connect with you? You mentioned your podcast, so we'll obviously link that, but let them know where else they can connect with you and get more of what you're teaching.
Absolutely. So drtabitha.com is my main site, and it's drtabatha, all A's, no I's. If they're so inclined, I just released my book, Fast to Faith, where I talk about this method that I created called Faith It. And it teaches women how to slow down, how to get in tune with their body, how to shift and renew their mindset so that they can get control of their life and their health. I will warn you, it is a Christian-based method. It uses scripture that we meditate on a daily basis, but it's so powerful and so transformative. And if that's not your jam, I at least invite you to start believing in your body again. And fasting is the quickest way to help shift and heal your body. So if nothing else, read the book for that or listen to the podcast episodes, because there's so much you could be doing that you don't probably even need a doctor.
Wow, I agree. That's beautiful. Fast to Faith is the book.
Yes. Right here.
Yes,
right here.
We'll link it. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to read it. Fasting is a big part of our spiritual life here in our home. So I'm actually going to share that with my husband. I bet that he's going to really resonate with that and be excited when that comes in too. So thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for all of this work that you're doing. Thank you for writing and caring and using all of your life experience to really pour so much good and love into this world. So I'm grateful for you and thanks for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you for this platform. I hope we reach somebody today.
Yes. Amen. I'm believing we will.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.